Voters in Los Angeles have made history, electing the city's first female mayor. Congresswoman Karen Bass won the mayor's race, beating billionaire real estate developer Rick Caruso. KPCC's civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz has been covering LA politics for years, and he joins us now. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Deepa.
So let's dive right in. Karen Bass, well-known member of Congress, she started off as a local community organizer and public health activist around the time of the Rodney King riots. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, even before that, she was sort of raised as a lefty. She first walked precincts for Robert Kennedy. She went to Cuba with the old Vince Ramos brigades to help build homes there. But like you say, what may have been the turning point of her life was when she helped start a group called the Community Coalition for Substance Abuse and Treatment in South L.A. in 1990. She was a physician assistant at the time, and she was in the midst of fighting the raging crack epidemic. She became a huge advocate for criminal justice reform. And Deepa, this was very much a multicultural effort. You know, she consciously wanted to get Black and Latino communities working together on these issues, and she's really been at the heart of multicultural efforts in L.A. for decades.
Yeah, and I want to come back to that in a moment, Frank, but let's just quickly, because what I'm hearing from you is she's very deeply rooted in communities in South L.A., there in Los Angeles, which maybe was that the reason that she managed to beat her opponent, Caruso, who massively outspent her?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. He spent $100 million. You don't see that kind of spending in governor's races and Senate races around the country. You know, he was sensing that voters were looking for an outsider on the homelessness crisis, for instance, but he only recently became a Democrat, and Bass was able to use that against him. He was a lifelong Republican. But what I think really helped her as well was this was the first mayor's race in L.A. where the election lined up with a midterm election. They used to be held in odd number of years, so a lot more people voted, and that meant a more liberal electorate.
And you mentioned the problem with homelessness. Bass made big promises on this. What do you think she can get done?
Yeah, 40,000 people are on the streets of L.A. every night. It's really the crisis in the city. She has promised to find shelter, build shelter for 17,000 people initially. That'd be a focus of shelter beds and permanent supportive housing. Deepa, she's going to get a huge help from a new measure that voters passed that taxes property transfers of expensive homes and properties in L.A. That could provide up to $1 billion a year to help with beds and shelter. One of the challenges, though, is it's the county that provides social services. So she'll need to coordinate with the county to provide drug rehabilitation, mental health services, stuff like that.
Got it. And we only have about 30 seconds left, Frank, but you mentioned, rebuilding coalitions with some of the city's Latino political elite. We all heard those city council recordings that were frankly racist, very anti-Black. Here's Karen Bass, the city's first Black woman leading the city. Will she be able to build those bridges?
Yeah, in some ways, she's perfectly suited to do that. You know, she's a woman of color who's worked to build these coalitions all her life. On the other hand, we did hear that some Latinos, like many other folks, harbor these anti-Black sentiments, so she'll have to overcome that as well.
Frank Stoltz is the civic and democracy correspondent at KPCC in Los Angeles. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thanks, Deepa.